Israeli forces have detained a Palestinian lawmaker in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah. Reports say 60 soldiers stormed the house of Khaled al-Jarrah in the early hours of Thursday. They also inflicted damage to the place before taking Jarrah with them. No reason has been cited for her arrest. Masked gunmen have stormed a university campus in eastern Kenya. The gunmen reportedly entered the Moi University Mosque posing as worshippers. Medical sources say the attack left at least 15 people dead and scores of others wounded. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for the attack. More than 300 inmates have escaped a prison in southeastern Yemen following an attack by Al-Qaeda-linked militants. The attack took place in the city of Mukalla in Hadramaut province. One of the senior leaders of the terror group identified as Khalid Batarfi is said to be among the escapees. A bomb attack in Afghanistan's eastern province of Khost has left at least 16 people dead and 40 others wounded. A lawmaker is reportedly among the injured. The blast occurred as supporters and opponents of the Khost governor held rival rallies in the provincial capital. A press freedom watchdog, Reporters Without Borders, has backed a lawsuit against U.S. police for cracking down on protests in the city of Ferguson last year. The petition was filed by an American and three German journalists. Last August, Ferguson engulfed in violent protests over the fatal shooting of a black teenager. 54 people are confirmed dead after a Russian trawler with over 130 people on board sank in the Sea of Okhotsk. 63 people, have been rescued so far. Some two dozen ships are involved in the search for more survivors in the freezing waters. It is not immediately known what caused the tragedy.